Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us today, and it's great to be with you. If you can, get your Bible and a pencil and paper, and be ready for the Bible quiz in a little bit. You might just be able to get the answer. If you do, and will send it to me, I'll send you a prize for your correct answer. But the best prize will be that you yourself got into God's Word and found the answer. Then later you can read some more. The more you read and study God's Word, the more exciting it is to learn His ways, His thoughts, His heart, and what pleases Him. Really, that's what life should be all about, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then obeying and serving Him with all your heart. The song says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." Oh, we want to serve the Lord and please Him. So let's sing with the choir. As Paul said to the Ephesians, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
He's the Lord.
Boys and girls, for that fine singing. And now, my radio friends, do you have that pencil and paper I mentioned earlier? Okay, I'll give you a few seconds to run get it. In the meantime, I'll share a letter from the mailbag. It's from a boy in Guyana, South America. Hi, Aunt Carolyn. Thanks for sending the cassette tape and stories for me and my one brother and sister. Now I can tell the story about the boy Joseph that you sent on the cassette tape. Thank you. And the good thing about this letter is that this young man signed the gospel tract, What Every Kid Wants to Know, saying that he had received the Lord Jesus Christ as a result of reading the tract. So we praise the Lord for saving this young friend and pray that more boys and girls will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their only Savior. Now, about that quiz question. Here it is. Are you ready? What was the name of Elisha's servant? He had a wonderful opportunity to serve God as Elisha's servant, but he got greedy, asked for a big reward from Naaman, lied more than once, and ended up being judged by God for his sin with the dreaded disease of leprosy. You can look in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20, to find the name of Elisha's servant. That's 2 Kings 5:20. Send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can email me at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. I hope to hear from you. And now, here's the choir again before today's story. Was stubborn and disobedient to their father or mother? It's like when Billy pooched out his lip and with a glare said, "No!" Oh, his mother cautioned, "But Billy, you must do as I say. You must put your bike and the lawnmower in the shed before supper. It's going to rain tonight. You mustn't let them get wet and rust." Billy wasn't in the mood to put things in the shed. He didn't want to go outside. He just muttered and kept watching TV. "Well," said Mother, "if whining and disobedience is your attitude, you will have no dessert tonight. Strawberry shortcake and ice cream is mighty good, but we'll count you out." "Oh, well, okay, Mom," Billy said with a shrug. "Okay, I'll go put them up." "Good that you will put them up. But it's too late now as far as dessert is concerned. You're to obey the first time I speak, not later, just to keep from being punished." So it was with the Israelites. God gave them a direct command to enter the Promised Land, but they refused. "We won't go. We can't go. The people are giants. The city is fortified. We'll all be killed. No, the land is too big for us to win." They wouldn't believe God's promise to be with them and give them the land. They rebelled and disobeyed. They blamed Moses for bringing them into the wilderness. "We were better off in Egypt," they cried. They surely had a short memory, for in Egypt they were slaves under the heartless whips of tyrant slave drivers. This unbelief and disobedience against the loving God, who had done so much for them, grieved God deeply, and his judgment fell. All the grown-ups, age 20 and older, would have to wander in the desert for 40 years, a year for every day the spies spent in Canaan. The old folks would all have to die and be buried in the wilderness before the young generation could possess their wonderful land. Oh, the people were alarmed. "No, no, not that," they cried, and they changed their tune. "We'll go in, we'll go in." They cried and wept all night. Then, in the morning, they had the nerve and arrogance to organize and begin the march. Moses said, "No, don't go. Don't take things in your own hands and go against God. It won't work. You can't prosper. The enemies will kill you. You rebelled against God, and he will not be with you." but with a haughty, proud attitude, they determined to go. If God wanted them to go into the land, they would go no matter what, regardless that they had disobeyed him. They would prove now that they would go in. No matter what Moses or God himself said, the Israelites were determined to take the promised land now. They determined to invade Canaan. They had to form an army and get supplies for battle and provisions to occupy the country. They intended to conquer and seize it for themselves. Moses warned them soundly that without God they could not succeed because they had turned away from him. But the people wouldn't listen. They left Moses and the Ark of the Covenant behind, and they charged forward full speed ahead. They moved up the mountain, but they soon did a quick turn back, for the Canaanites came from one direction, and the Amalekite army came from the other direction like hornets, swinging their swords with a fury. The Israelites quickly were defeated, demoralized, confounded, and beaten. Yes, they got whipped. In unbelief, rebellion, and self-will, they made their move. But they soon found out that any move outside of God's will is not only sin, it's certain defeat. They had disobeyed God when he told them to enter the promised land. Then they disobeyed him again when he told them that he wouldn't go in because of their first disobedience. They simply did not believe God, so they would not obey him. Then in anger against God's judgment, they were stubborn and were set on showing Moses what they could do, whether or not he and God went with them. How foolish! Samuel later said, "To obey is better than sacrifice. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." God expects his children to obey his word immediately, without question. God expects children to obey their parents the same way. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Believing God's word is faith, and faith pleases God. In fact, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So put your faith in God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and gave himself for you. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Then walk in the light as he is in the light, by learning and obeying his word. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.